The NDP outspent all contenders for the Richmond-Queensborough seat in the legislature, but the Conservatives came out on top on election day. On January 28, Elections BC released 2024 provincial general election financial reports. The reports detail the finances of political parties and candidates in the October 19 provincial election, including campaign incomes and expenditures. Four candidates ran in Richmond-Queensborough: Steve Cooner, Conservative Party; Errol Ipova, Independent; Aman Singh, BC NDP; and Cindy Wu, Independent. Cooner topped the polls with 10,042 votes, beating out Singh, the NDP incumbent, who received 8,713 votes. The two independent candidates trailed far behind in the polls, with Wu receiving 721 votes and Pova getting 258 votes. Cooner may have topped the polls, but Singh was tops in spending, according to the newly released documents from Elections BC. In his re-election bid, Singh's campaign had a total income of $84,556, all of it from the BC NDP. He had expenditures of $79,805. Singh's campaign expenses, which included some that were subject to election expenses limits and some that were not, like accounting and audit services. His campaign expenses included advertising, $42,139, salaries and benefits, $5,000, office rent, utilities, insurance, etc., $3,229, postage and courier, $2,060, and conventions, workshops, meetings, and social functions, such as thank you parties, $1,825. Singh's advertising expenses included $20,537 for commercial canvassing, in person or by telephone or other electronic means. He also spent money on promotional materials such as brochures, $5,298, printed newspapers and periodicals, $3,604, social media, $3,498, and signs, $8,373 on new signs and $829 on reused signs. What did other candidates spend? Cooner, who is the riding's new MLA, had a total income of $84,592 and expenses of $46,035, far below the $79,805 spent by Singh's campaign. He had a balance of $25,250 remaining in his campaign account at the time his election financing paperwork was filed. Cooner's top expense was for advertising, $14,638, followed by salaries and benefits, $6,371, office and related costs, $3,190, professional services, $3,068, and research and data, including surveys and polls, $1,050. His advertising costs were for promotional materials such as brochures, $6,574, and signs, $8,064. The Conservative Party of BC contributed $67,885 to Cooner's campaign. How did the independent candidates compare? Wu's election finance report shows she spent $3,597 on her campaign, with all but $5 going to advertising. That included printed newspapers and periodicals, $913, promotional materials such as newsletters, brochures, and novelty items, $1,691, and social media, $988. With no political party to back her bid to become MLA, Wu's campaign received contributions of $3,600, $1,000 donations from individuals and a $600 donation from another individual. Of all the Richmond-Queensborough candidates, Pova ran the most frugal election campaign, spending a total of $630. That included $180 for advertising, $200 for personal expenses, and $250 for his nomination deposit.